We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That'd be okay with me. Go ahead and skip ahead to 5 o'clock.
Hoo-ah!
Oh, boy. Yeah, by the time we get to Wednesday, sometimes... Some of these show opens become problematic, if you know what I mean.
Do you know what day it is?
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
Today's Wednesday.
What you gonna do?
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 Wednesday.
Oh, is that today? I wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
You really don't know.
You really don't know.
Enlighten us, please.
Enlighten me.
Hump day.
It's showtime, baby.
It is indeed showtime on hump day. Here we go, getting underway here on Wednesday, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed as we get rolling here on Hump Day. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to communicate with me via text message, use the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. And as always, my email address is very simply bob@1063word.com. What is this? What is this that I see in my computer scan this afternoon of various websites? From CBS Philadelphia. And you know you can trust those folks. Yeah, apparently, stop the presses, hold everything. We don't even need to have an election because in the headline today, Biden leads Trump by, quote, landslide proportions in new national poll. Well, if that's the case, we don't even need to bother having an election, do we? Because we know how accurate all of these pollsters were a mere 2.5 years ago when they told us unequivocally, without doubt, it's in the bag, it's a sure thing, take it to the bank, and every other worn-out cliche you can think of, Hillary Rodham Clinton will become the first woman president of the United States, shattering the glass ceiling. And it's a done deal. Hillary's going to be president. All the pollsters say so. Don't the pollsters get it by now? Don't they know that most conservatives categorize the pollsters the same way we do CNN, as a non-entity? By the way, wait until you see the latest numbers or lack thereof for CNN. Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, how long can, who is it that owns CNN now? Comcast or one of the big, some big corporate entity gobbled up CNN. God knows why they would want it, because they can barely give advertising away. And if it were not for the fact that CNN is on basic cable, they wouldn't have the ratings that they have or make the money that they make. But I digress. We hold the pollsters in the same level of esteem that we do CNN and BSNBC as nothing but propaganda pushers for the DNC, and for the Socialist Marxist Democrat Party, and all their candidates. So when the polling services call most of us We either don't answer the phone, or when we find out that they're taking a poll, tell them we're not interested, or tell them, oh, you're taking a poll? Yeah, boy. Love that Joe Biden. He's brilliant. You know, he was in the top half of his class at Syracuse University Law School. Although it would take Common Core math to figure out how Biden got in the top half of his law school class when he graduated 58th out of 62 students. But that's neither here nor there. Former Vice President Joe Biden, creepy Uncle Joe, leads President Trump by 13 points nationally, according to the latest Quinnipiac University survey. Does anybody even know where Quinnipiac University is? I think they may be in Pennsylvania. Obviously a very distinguished school, right up there with Harvard and Yale. Where'd you go? Quinnipiac. Ooh. In a national head-to-head matchup, the poll found Biden taking 53% against 40% for President Trump, with the poll's assistant director describing it as a landslide margin. Well, that cinches it. Case closed. Yeah, right. What universe are these people living in? Look, you know as well as I do, you can make polling data say anything you want to do, you want it to say, either by controlling how many representatives of each party comprise the universe of your poll, or in such a way as how you structure the questions. Five other Democrat contenders also are leading the president. Crazy Bernie, Kamala Harris, Princess Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahonky, hold healthy leads over Trump, with Bernie up by 9, Kamala Harris up by 8, and Pocahonky leading by 7. Here's the real evidence that this is nonsense. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Beetlejuice and Spartacus Senator Cory Booker of Jersey are leading Trump by 5 points, 47-42. Said Tim Malloy, assistant director of the poll, well, it's a long 17 months to election day, but Joe Biden is ahead by landslide proportions. I didn't even bother to dig into the particulars of this poll, you know, how many Democrats, how many Republicans, and all that, because there's no point. You know, it's obvious this poll is, remember the old coffee chock full of nuts? This poll is chock full of Democrats. I don't know how many they had in there, and I don't care. It's absurd on its face. And it is so divergent from the real world as to not even be worthy of attention. But I bring it up just as a case in point. They're at it again. You know, they did the same thing with Hillary, trying to drive up Hillary's approval ratings. Ooh, look at these polls. Boy, Hillary's way ahead of Trump. I better think about voting for Hillary. A lot of people like her. Yeah. So creepy Uncle Joe has a 13-point lead over President Trump? Right. Bobby, then let's hold the election tomorrow. I'm sure Trump would lose. Laugh out loud. Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Texter says, Bobby, Quinnipiac University is in Connecticut. That would be a blue state, wouldn't it? Enjoy your program. Have you, sure you have, seen the hate that CNN has on their website for POTUS? Unreal. Keep telling the truth. Thanks. And P.S. Love your promo about someone watching triplets. Yeah, that was good. That's good. Bobby, did they take that poll on the campus grounds? I think they interviewed Biden's family in Delaware and also queried Pelosi and Schumer and Adam Schiff. Bobby, Quinnipiac is in Connecticut. They asked 100 Democrats who they're voting for president, and 40 of them said Trump. Bobby, in that poll you're referencing, did it state which nation the poll was taken in? Gotcha. Bobby jumped up and closed shop when I heard your show open today. Thanks, Bob. It really is a bonus hour. Yeah, sorry about that. We had a minor operator error there at the beginning. I got to take a quick break here. Remember yesterday that mom here in the upstate upset, got on her last nerve that her kid was being bullied. So she stormed into the school and read the riot act to the kids that were bullying her child. And now she's facing some kind of charges. Well, this kind of thing, of course, is universal. It's nationwide. A city in Wisconsin is now considering an anti-bullying ordinance that would have some real teeth to it. You know, you go to the school and the educrats say, oh, yeah, we'll do something about that, and nothing happens. Well, something would under this proposal. We'll see what you think of it when we come right back here on the other side. Hump Day edition, Bobby Mac Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Bob and the Bobettes, yours truly, in the air chair, the attack dog of the right. And, of course, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the button, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time. And back in the news center, little Annie keeping you up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew. And you are a part of the fun crew there on your end of the speaker. In on my text line 71307. Bobby, Elizabeth Warren is full of honky four-wheel jive. Okay. Bob, I guess it's accurate to say that Joe Biden graduated in the top 95% of his law school class from Pat L. in Piedmont. Bobby, crazy Joe Biden said if elected, he'll cure cancer. Yeah, words to that effect. You know, the more I hear him, the more I'm convinced he's about 23 beers short of a case. No kidding. Tell the folks at Quinnipiac University, Bob, look at the size of Biden's rallies, and then look at the size of Donald Trump's rallies. Hey, Bobby, check out the emperor's new clothes. Aren't they regal? Yes, they are. He's not wearing any, but... remember, Bob, the top half of Biden's class is just the bottom half turned upside down. There you go. Hey, Bobby Mac, sure, Trump is going to lose in 2020. Blah! The rally, he's planning on June 18th in Florida. That's where he's going to officially announce his re-election campaign. The arena holds 20,000 people. They already have 74,000 requesting tickets. Go Trump. Bob, about CNN's ratings collapse, it is, and about the story on Quinnipiac University, it is Say BS News. Yeah. See what they did there, money. CBS, say BS news. I like it. So yesterday here in the upstate, day before, one or the other, we had the story yesterday. Lady gets upset because her kid's being bullied at school. She talks to the educrats. They keep saying, oh, yeah, we'll deal with this. And nothing ever happens. And her kid keeps being bullied. So she's had enough. She's maxed out, got on her last nerve. And she storms into the school and starts reading the riot act to the kids that are bullying her child. And so now she's facing some sort of charges. Well, a city in Wisconsin is considering putting into place an anti-bullying ordinance that would fine parents if their children bully others. What a concept. Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee voted unanimously to recommend the ordinance to the Common Council. That body will consider it 18 June, according to the Wisconsin Rapids Tribune. A draft of the ordinance, which prohibits bullying, harassment, and retaliation, was proposed by Wisconsin Rapids Public School Superintendent Craig Broeren. Broeren. After a viral social media incident showing handwritten notes a local middle school girl had received from her peers urging her to kill herself. What can these kids be thinking? Well, they're not thinking, obviously, and they have, you know, very little basis of life experience to know what they're doing is really serious. The measure would hold parents and guardians responsible for the behavior of children younger than 18. Penalties for a first finable offense would be $50, with additional costs bringing the total to $313, said City Attorney Susan Schill. But parents would receive a written warning first. We're warning you, all right? You better do something about your kid. Sending handwritten notes to another child urging her to kill herself. A draft of the ordinance, which prohibits bullying, harassment, and retaliation, proposed by the public school superintendent, preventing bullying needs to be a partnership between the schools and parents and the police department. Wisconsin Rapids Police Chief Erman Blevins said, if we don't work together, we won't be able to solve bullying. Broeren, who has been superintendent since 2017, is hoping if the ordinance passes, it will bring together parents, the school, and the LEOs to address and help combat bullying. The ordinance was modeled after one implemented in nearby Plover Police Department in 2015. The citation in Plover is $124 if a child is caught bullying another, according to the Rapids Tribune. Plover's police chief, Dan Alt, said the department hasn't fined anyone in the 4 years since the ordinance was passed and has issued fewer than a dozen written warnings. The chief said that educating the public was the most significant outcome. It caused a shock factor, the chief said. It forced parents to pay attention. They have to take it seriously because there's a penalty. Was that one of the tenets of conservatism? Actions have consequences? This isn't government telling you how to raise your children. It's government begging you to raise your children. Okay? So, there we go. We'll see if it passes, and we'll see if this kind of thing spreads, because the bullying stuff is all over the place. And it's happened. This is not anything new. This happened when you and I were in school, and usually we settled it in the schoolyard, you know, and when you went after the bully and punched him in the nose, and they left you alone after that. But when there's a gang of them, well, that's a whole different situation. And when they're writing you handwritten notes urging you to kill yourself, then it's beyond the pale. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. We go to the phones when I come back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 3:37 now, 23 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. A texter referenced it right before we went to the newscast in the text messages that I was sharing with you. Get this. This guy has sailed totally off the edge of the map. I don't know if he just, you know, I hate to ascribe it to his age. He is 76 years old, and I'm one to talk because I'm 3-4 years behind him. Former Vice President Creepy Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, made a campaign promise to cure cancer if elected president in 2020. I'm not making this up. It's right here in black and white. During an event in the state of Iowa on Monday afternoon, Biden, quote, "I've worked so hard in my career." Yeah, boy, he's knocked himself out, hadn't he? He's been in the Senate for, what, 40 years? "I've worked so hard in my career that I promise you, if I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America. We're going to cure cancer." You know, I thought back in the early part of the 20th century, a campaign promises a chicken in every pot, you know, and a Model T in every garage. That was a bit much. Talk about raising your game. Joe Biden says if he's elected president, he's going to see to it that we find a cure for cancer. My God, how stupid can this guy be? To the phones we go. On that note, Gene is a leadoff batter today. Thanks for patiently waiting, Gene. Good to have you here.
Thank you. The more you talk, the more I want to say, and I'm taking off my original topic.
Yeah.
But before I go to my original topic, I want to remind you, this is nothing new with the Democrat Party, okay? Remember when John Kerry ran? Remember, like, the promise of stem cell research?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That?
Right.
And Claire McCaskill ran on that, and they were going to cure MS by stem cell research.
Right.
And I, being a scientist with a background in immunobiology, sat down, and I said, I looked at my wife, I shook my head, and I said, Annette, these people are purely ignorant. They have no idea of transplantation barriers, federal involvement is. But where's the cure? Where's the stem cell cure? And by the way, I just want to caution your audience. All this stuff that comes out about stem cell research and I don't know, you put a cream on your stem. That's not stem cells you're taking, folks. Stem cells come from a donor tissue, okay? And if you think you're going to get it from fetal tissue or from some donor, forget it. It's got to come from your body.
Right.
It's called an autochthonous transplant. But anyway, I'll leave that alone. That's not why I called up. And Joe Biden is senile because of two reasons. Number one, probably a lot of alcohol. And number two, and I do believe what I'm going to tell you, is the spiritual nature of his ideology. It's malevolent.
Yeah, it's black.
Now, why did I call? You know why I called? I wanted to tell you about Quinnipiac. I lived about 5 miles away from Quinnipiac when I lived in Connecticut.
Right.
It's on the Cheshire-Hamden border of Connecticut off Route 10, if anybody wants to really know.
Well, you see, you'd think I'd know that because for a while I lived in Hamden, Connecticut.
But when did you move out?
1969.
Yeah, that's why, because Quinnipiac is a recent development
In
the late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and they have, I mean, it's considered a pretty reputable school up in that area. And
until today.
Forget it. I think they probably polled were all the college campuses in New England.
Probably, yeah. Right.
And in which case, what do you call it? Trump is still pretty good for 40%.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Have a good evening.
Jeez. You too. Thank you. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate it. I appreciate your scientific knowledge as well. Jack is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Jack's in Greenville. Hi, Jack, and welcome to the program. Happy Wednesday.
Watch the hijack. Jack reaching out to you this afternoon, Robert. Hey, but I got wait a minute. I got to put my coat on because it's so I'm freezing with this global warming.
You know? Yeah, I hear you. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Your buddy, your well, I digress a little bit, but your buddy that just comes on after you now on the radio had a segment the other day about this. Expert in climatology who gotten a prize on this. So anyway, if you look at the nightly news local every night, mm-hmm. they have these things that popped out about, well, this is almost the high for today was near the record set back in 1922.
Right. Or 1897. Yeah, right. When all those 18-wheelers were running over the Conestoga Trail, right?
Well, but that it is true. No, that's true. It is true what they're saying. But the problem, yeah, that's what caused it. It must have been those Conestoga wagon pullers that were all flatulating all over the place.
That's right. It was oxen farts. Right.
Well, that's part of the problem. The other problem I've got, have you heard about OTEC? It used to be OPEC, right? Well, now there's OTEC, the Organization of Tomato Exporting Countries. So
no.
I have Oh, yeah, and all these tomato exporting countries are like Mexico. So it's a big thing because the nightly news, the world nightly news that you watch, it's a big deal because we're going to suffer because of tomatoes and avocados because we're not going to get those things because of the tariffs. Right?
That's right.
So what I did was
yep.
instituted my strategic plan and went to the local mart, and I got some tomato plants growing very well with all the rain and everything. So I got my boycott of that, but
nice.
The other thing, yeah, that's one thing. But Tara had a guy on this morning. Seriously, that this none of this tariff stuff is even happening.
Right.
I mean, I got to tell you, one of my favorite people to watch is Charles Payne. You know Charles Payne?
Yeah.
On Fox Business, he's brilliant. About 3 weeks ago, they said, "Well, about you know, Nike has to make all these running shoes or anything in China." He said, "No, they don't." He said, "They didn't do that.
Right.
They've already shipped out 73% of the production is now done in Vietnam."
Right.
But the alarmists have to say, "No, you're going to suffer. Your cards are going to go up.
Right.
It's not going to happen, right. Bob. It's just hilarious how they propagate these things that never happened." But the funniest thing that we watched, my wife and I watched, let's see what the other side is saying.
Right.
And night after night, they've had the same thing on a major network about tomatoes and avocados. Right here. And he's standing right there in the supermarket. Look at these avocados. You're going to pay more. It's not like it. Hey, and I know you and I grew up in the day when we did have a true OPEC and we were at.
Yes,
you know,
we did.
Had to line up to pay for gas.
Even in odd days when you could get gas, right?
That's exactly right. He had those particular days, and I'd drive my Camaro and fill her up. But the funny thing is, we're paying pretty cheap prices. Gasoline is like 170 as far as trading on the exchanges, and crude light.
I filled up today and paid $2.59 for high test.
Yeah, but 218 is probably about right you're right, but you're a high end guy, you know.
Well,
you
that's true. Yes, of course.
Yeah, in so many regards. But I got to tell you, thank you for being a sanity check because all this stuff and hopefully enough people listen to you and Tara and everybody else, but Mark Levin too. I'm sorry, but Mark,
the great one.
It's really great. And on that note, though, you got to Google Mark Levin, the climate change. I shouldn't say Google, whatever you say.
DuckDuckGo. Yeah.
DuckDuckGo, that's the one you had the other day. But
right.
Anyway, when you do that and find this video about this astute, very learned guy on climate change, a meteorologist who's world renowned, saying, "Well, look, we didn't have cars back at the turn of the century, literally."
Right.
And for me, the unabashed truth is when you look at the local guys and their guys and gals who are doing the weather forecast, it is verified that. That back in the turn of the century, we had really warm temperatures, and we were worried about we were worried so much about the next ice age.
Well, check out the ice rings and the tree rings from the Middle Ages, and you will see that we were substantially hotter then than we are now. And of course, to the best of my knowledge, in the Middle Ages, there were no 18-wheelers then either. Jack, I got to run, but no, I thank you very much for the call, sir. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.
You bet. 3:47 now, 13 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Yeah. Yeah, all those ox carts. Yeah.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Howdy to our friends up there. NSA headquarters, the boys and girls at Fort Meade. I love to keep track on what the Bob and the Bobettes program, what we're up to down here in South Kakalaki. Good to have you folks along, as they are every day. 4:08 here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. Ted is next up. Ted is in Spartanburg. Hi, Ted, and welcome to the program.
Ted or Ed?
Either one.
Okay. Well, hello to our buddies up at the NSA.
Yeah, they like to keep track of us there, Ed.
There you go. Hey, if I get lost, at least I know somebody will find me.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, poor old Uncle Joe is a day late and a dollar short.
And worse, yeah.
Yeah, we won't go there. real quick, I hope the gentleman is talking about cancer is listening. In the past 22 months, a company that has been helped with the University of Michigan has been testing sonics for a cancer cure, and they have come up with a frequency they believe is going to work with liver cancer. And the name of the company is Histo, H-Y-S-T-O, Sonics. And they had been given permission to do their first human trial this year.
And the sonic waves, I'm assuming, kill the tumor?
Yeah, what it does is the frequency that they used or are using is dialed in for that specific cell.
Uh-huh.
And what it does, it makes the cells vibrate without any heat or radiation. Of course, there's no cutting. It's strictly a non-invasive ability. And each cancer cell that they treat, they find a specific frequency and makes it vibrate to the point where it busts like a water balloon hitting the ground.
Yeah.
And it doesn't affect the cells around it. But
so it essentially self-destructs.
Yeah, but without heat, and that's the key point.
Right.
Is that if it had heat applied to them, it also damaged the beneficial or the healthy cells around. So using sonics or, specific frequencies, they can do it, and it only affects the cancer cells. Now, they have to do it for each kind of cancer.
Right.
This isn't a cure-all, and it doesn't. But I would highly suggest that people go and put in University of Michigan Histosonics Company. And I believe they're starting to sell on the they're setting up to sell on the stock market.
Yeah, to have an IPO?
Yeah, but this is something and I was a biology major. I didn't go so far as to be a microbiology major, but
right.
This is something that really interests me, and it doesn't seem to be a conspiracy theory either, especially with the backing of the University of Michigan.
Yeah. Well, as a biology major, then, Ed, you know very well that osmosis is the diffusion of a liquid through a semipermeable membrane.
This is true.
Which is...
You learned well.
but that's the only thing I retained from high school. Yeah, that's all I can remember from high school.
Right, and if you're drinking, you'll know when you reach the point of equal diffusion.
Yes, yeah, precisely. And I didn't even need a biology class to figure out when that is.
Me either. I hadn't even graduated.
Well, I would say.
Understanding.
Yeah, you betcha. I hope that new innovative technology really turns out to be something, and I will say to those folks at Michigan, go blue.
There you go.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the call, Ed. Good to have you here, sir. I've got to take a break for the news coming right up here momentarily. So Gene, who is going to be next up. Gene, if you would, stay right where you are because I will get to you immediately as we kick off hour number two here on the Bobby Mac Show. Or if you need to hang up and then come back, we understand. You got places to go, people to see, things to do. Busy, busy, busy. But either way, we will get you on when we're right back with hour number two in the Bobby Mac Show here on Hope Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.